I'm Carla Hall from ABC's The Chew and the author of Carla's Comfort Foods, Favorite Dishes from Around the World. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, hour two. And we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the newly opened Calico Fish House, in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach, is taking the day off today, but he will be back with us next Saturday with his usual Ask the Chef segment, and we are enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. If you like pizza and artisan pizza, and who doesn't? Coming up in 2 weeks is the second annual Pizza City Fest LA at the event deck at LA Live. This is really a wonderful event that is just, it is mounted well, but in terms of all the elements that are in it from the guest point of view, you can't do much better than this when it comes to food festivals in LA. And it is a pleasure to welcome back their founder, Steve Dolinsky, who in his spare time is a pretty wonderful pizza expert. Steve, welcome back to the show, and gosh, the curtain goes up in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Andy. Yeah, very excited. 2 weeks to go, and all is going well for Pizza City Fest. Like you said, a second year, and we've really worked out some of the kinks already. But the nice thing about this year is we got a more of a runway. I mean, last year I brought this to LA Live kind of late in the game, and we only had about 3 or 4 months to plan, and you saw what we did, and I think we pulled it off really well. But now having a full year to plan this event really made a difference.
Well, and, you know, Steve, I know you're one that, you know, you absolutely do analysis, and you're very modest, but the event was definitely well-run last year, and smooth. And so we'll be even better for the end of this month. But, you know, it's nice to have something to build on, and you refine the concept a little bit because, as I understand it, this year for general admission, there's no limit on the number of pizza tastes you might enjoy. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Right. Well, again, we learned last year we gave people a 10-slice limit. These are not enormous slices, by the way, because nobody can eat 10 slices. We cut them in half, and so we said, you know, 10 slices should be enough. Well, most people got to about 7 and then hit a wall. And then they wanted to bring their 3 slices home with them because they were, of course, entitled to these 3 extra slices that they had left on their badge. And, of course, we didn't bring back boxes for everybody because we didn't plan on having a lot of pizzas to go. And I thought, you know what, let's just let it be unlimited because who's going to eat 20 slices of pizza? You could share with somebody. You could certainly, if you're going with someone, you could maybe take a couple of bites of a small slice. But I don't think you're going to need to have boxes to go. So everything will be consumed at the event. There is no carry out. There's no coolers brought in. You'll get to take and nibble 20 different pizzerias. I still think we'll have enough pizza because we've got sides and salads. We've even got a pizzeria coming. They're partnering with Greco, one of our sponsors, and they're going to have this Chicago Italian style sausage that everybody loved last year, and they're going to put it on top of the Detroit style pizza. So we're still going to have a little bit of taste of Chicago there, but I feel like with all the things we're going to have, I don't think we're going to have anybody hungry. I don't think we're going to run out of food.
Steve, I think you can probably count on that. Now, because we can't repeat it enough, Saturday you mentioned that VIP is already sold out. What's the best place for our listeners to go to buy tickets? Because again, no joke, ladies and gentlemen, Saturday sells out early on this event. Buy your tickets now because, Steve, you mentioned to me, or we actually haven't mentioned this on air and should, if there are general admission tickets available on Saturday and Sunday, you will sell at the door, but it's going to be at a higher price.
Yeah, good point. Last year, we did not do anything at the door because we were sold out and worried about capacity. The fire marshal has given us the ability to expand the capacity just a little bit because we are going to activate the space out in front of the event deck on Georgia Street adjacent to it. And that's going to be kind of a holding area with our merch tent and restrooms, and you can kind of gather there. And then as soon as 1 o'clock hits, general admission can go right up the stairs and be in, not have to go through more screening and security. So that's going to be a big difference. But yeah, I would say the easiest thing to do would either go to pizzacityfest.com. You can also go directly to LA Live's ticketing at lalive.com/PCF. That stands for Pizza City Fest. So lalive.com/PCF. And you can still buy general admission tickets. There should be plenty when this airs. So I don't think it's going to be a problem. But like I said, VIP gone on Saturday, and you can get day of tickets, but they're going to be about $20 more. So you're looking at almost $150. So just get your tickets now and save the hassle.
Steve, I couldn't agree more. Now, a unique element that you have that you mentioned along the way, but I'd like you to explain more, because this is where you have some very special pizzaiolas involved, both Saturday and Sunday. Can you explain what the collab lab is?
Yeah, so last year we had this collaboration lab, a collab lab, and every hour it changed. That proved to be very challenging logistically. So what we did in Chicago this past year, we're going to do in L.A. this year, is we have a two-hour window each day. So 12:30 to 2:30, and then 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock each day. We'll have a very small pizzeria that typically just can't handle a five-hour commitment and make 1,000 tastes of their pizza. So, for example, on Saturday, 12:30, La Parolaccia is going to pair up with Sowing Seeds of Change. Both are in Long Beach. And Michael's going to do... It's fresh mozzarella, mastro calabrese, salami, balsamic reduction, and arugula. And that's only going to be for 2 hours. And then he gets out of there at 2:30, and then in comes William from Pizzeria Say at 3 p.m., and he does his typical margarita special with his Japanese influence. And this is interesting because Pizzeria Say typically does the wood-burning oven
yes.
at their location, but we're not going to have that for him. He's going to have a Maraforni electric. Those get up to 950 Fahrenheit, which is plenty for him, but you get to see him bake it in an electric oven, and I'm going to guarantee the results are going to be very similar because the heat is similar, if not better. So I have more control with the electric as well. On Sunday, by the way, Petro Male, I mentioned earlier, he works out of that Venice Church parking lot on Fridays. He's pairing up with Nouveau Olive Oil from Long Beach. He's going to do his Sicilian signature pie. Very long ferment, grande mozz, San Marzano tomatoes, a little drizzle of that olive oil. And then 3 o'clock, in comes Ronan. Remember, on Saturday they're doing the Caesar salad, but on Sunday they're doing the collab. And he's pairing up with Alex Weiser of Weiser Family Farms. And they're going to do what's called Farming Happens Pizza, which is torpedo onions, green garlic, magic Myrna potato, and Bloomsdale spinach and burrata. How good does that sound?
Well, in Weiser Farms, for any of us that know our local family farmers, they're actually a legendary name and, you know, do really great work. Steve, as we need to say goodbye, hard to believe, one more time on the website.
Sure. The easy thing is just pizzacityfest.com. You'll see Chicago, L.A., Nashville. You just click L.A. and it takes you right there. All the lineup is there. Ticket info is there. Pizzacityfest.com.
Steve Dolinsky, the founder of Pizza City LA, coming up April 27th and 28th. Get your tickets now. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're still talking pizza with Truly Pizza in Dana Point. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.